This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth is with us. And I just have one quick announcement to make. We decided that on Thursday, tomorrow, we are going to do a one-hour hoax. And you can compare this. I'd like to know what you think. You can compare it to some of the comedy that is available today, stand-up comedy. I'd like to know what you think. That'll be tomorrow with Doc Ram, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. I'm not sure if it's going to be first hour or second hour, but that's the plan. And I invited him to do it with me, and he wanted to do it. So there you have it. Permaculture.
Yep.
Gwyneth?
Yeah, permaculture. Now, what I'd like to discuss in this week's, permaculture lesson, because, we did get feedback from somebody who wasn't a troll at one time, said we'd love to learn about some of the practical bits about preparedness and survival. And permaculture is something that's really near and dear to my heart, okay? And there's a type of permaculture that really, really gets my attention. When I was a child growing up in New Zealand, I grew up in a suburb which had a high population of Maori people, okay? I grew up on a particular road that was actually kind of famous because this road had a lookout at the top of it, and this lookout was famous. The lookout was a big flat rock, and the lookout was famous locally because that's where one of the early Maori explorers had met with some of the Patupaerahei, who were the little people of the mountain. They have been called fairy folk. They were probably about 3 or 4 feet tall. I am getting to the permaculture, by the way. But they had red hair. They had blonde hair, and they had blue or green eyes, and they had white skin. And they were about 3 or 4 feet tall. And whether that was a pygmy tribe that lived on the mountains in ancient times, a pygmy tribe of white people, or whether it was really fairy folk, I don't know. But what I do know is that many of the people who live in that area, they are Maori, but they 100% Maori, never had any European ancestry at all, and yet they have got blue or green eyes and blonde hair or red hair and pale skin. And when they're genetically tested, they are found to be related to the Chachapoya tribe of the South American Andes. And also there's another tribe, the Araucano people, who also live in the Andes, and they've been found to be more closely related to those two tribes than any Europeans. So, but anyway, the Maori people have a particular way. Both the they're called the Waka Blonde and also the Brown Maori. They have a particular way of living and being, and that is that they don't see the forest as being a forest. They see the forest as being a supermarket. And they can disappear into the forest for weeks at a time with just a bag of salt and, you know, a shotgun or a rifle, and they can live out there in the forest for weeks and get all the resources that they need, the shelter, the food, the water, and so on and so forth, all from just living in the forest. And I don't know if that's the case today, because New Zealand's forests have unfortunately been mercilessly poisoned by 1080 poisoning, which is very, very sad, and I regard it as being a genocide. But if you can learn to live like that in a forest, then you essentially become independent from the system. So what I'm doing is, on this property, I'm researching plants that are adapted to this climate, that are useful for food, for fiber, and for medicine. And I am cultivating them on this land. And there's one in particular. I think I sent, I don't know if I sent a video to you, but if you want, you can look it up on the internet. It's called Aeonium arboreum. Okay? In other words, the house leek plant, or the tree aeonium. It's A-E-O-N-I-U-M. And it's a succulent. And it's edible. And it grows pretty well without cultivation here. And it is so nutritious, so high in vitamins and minerals, that anyone who eats it could not, on a regular basis, couldn't help but be healthy. It's like a vitamin pill in plant form, you know. And if anyone like Dr. Joel Wallach or Dr. Norm Shealy ever wanted to do any investigation of any herb, then I would have to point them to the good old Aeonium arboreum, the tree Aeonium. It has a domestic cultivated form, which is called the Schwarzkopf, that's S-C-H-W-A-R-Z-K-O-P-H, Aeonium. That's a very, very dark purple or black-coloured rosette on it, whereas the wild Aeonium has a green rosette, and the Schwarzkopf is quite a bit smaller, but it is also edible as well, and it has all the same properties as its wild relative. It's good to eat. It actually tastes nice. It tastes like leeks. You know, the allium, the bulb called a leek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great in salads.
That's what it tastes like. Delicious. You know, and normally when you think of survival foods, you think of something that you would only eat because you are absolutely desperate. That didn't taste particularly good, was not particularly appetizing, but oh well, it grows, and it grows easily, so, you know, you're going to have some of it around. Even though it tastes disgusting, you're not going to starve to death while you're eating it, right? But the Aeonium is not like that. It tastes like garden leeks. That's what it tastes like. And I had some today. I actually put a video of my Aeonium parent plant, the one that I'm taking the cuttings from to establish my plantation, on YouTube. And I had a taste of it, and it tasted really nice. And I only found out in the last few days that they're actually edible. But in Chile, they come from the Canary Islands. But they were not eaten by the people of the Canary Islands back in the day when Europeans first appeared there. They didn't find that the indigenous people were eating them, mostly because the Canary Islands at that time were a tropical rainforest paradise, and there was such an abundance of other fruits and vegetables to eat. That nobody bothered with the Aeonium because it was a coastal plant. And, you know, it was just, you know, it was overlooked. But nevertheless, it is perfectly edible. It tastes really, really good. And you can chop it up. You can put it in salads. You can boil it up in soups. And you'll actually do really, really well on it. It'll keep you well nourished. And there's other plants as well that I quote-unquote cultivate here, but actually they just sort of come up by themselves every year. And all I did was introduce the seed stock. And they ran rampant because they are by nature weeds. But nevertheless, they're edible. One of them is that gets eaten on a regular basis. And actually, we had some tonight in our dinner, was the good old stinging nettle. And stinging nettles are edible. They're not edible raw, of course, because they have stinging cells on them. Okay? But if you cut them up and you boil them in a soup or in a tea, they are edible and they actually taste really good in a soup. And they're really, really nourishing. Because they have silicates in them, which are biosilicates, okay? And these biosilicates are needed in your body to produce healthy nails and healthy hair. And there's very, very few plants that humans can eat that have biosilicates in them. But stinging nettles are one of them. And so they, and as well as that, they build the immune system. And once again, they're absolutely packed with every vitamin and mineral that you could possibly imagine. And it's a plant that's overlooked and considered to be a plant of wasteland. But if you have it growing on your property, then you probably shouldn't really dig it up. You should keep that area as your stinging nettle area, and in season you should harvest them. You should cut them, and you could dry them and use them for stinging nettle tea in parts of the year when they don't grow. They don't deal well with frost and snow, but the seeds survive and then they come up in the springtime. So they grow as an annual plant. But around here, they don't deal well with the summers around here because the summers are baking hot and dry, and stinging nettles don't like that. So once again, they just go to seed, they die, and then they come up the next year when it starts to rain. So winter is our green, fertile time here. But yeah, it's like seeing everything on your land as a resource, okay? And it's a bit of a different way of looking at things. And you may find yourself cultivating plants that other people don't like. And they see a noxious invasive weed, and you see a useful natural resource. And really, other people, if they don't like what you're growing in your garden because they see it as a problem, well, it's not their garden, is it? If you can find some use for that plant, it ceases to be a weed and it becomes a wonderful natural resource. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does. And when we come back, can you answer this question? Gwyneth, had you not prepared, had you not grown a garden, had you not raised animals, what would have happened to you and your family this year? What would have happened? We'll be right back.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
When it comes to retirement, employers and employees agree on some things, but disagree on others. That's according to Diane Gallagher of American Century Investments. In our latest survey, both groups say that debt is the biggest obstacle to saving. But while employers are most worried about market risk with investments, employees are more worried about longevity risk or running out of money. And employers think that more of their employees want to be left alone in saving than is actually true. Learn more at AmericanCentury.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Gwyneth, what would have happened if you did not have a garden?
Okay, if I didn't have a garden, we wouldn't be eating so well. That's just the plain and simple truth of it, you know. This year, you know, there's a saying, and I think it's in the Bible somewhere, it says, if the righteous are barely saved, what will the wicked do? And that about sums it up. We have, especially this year, for whatever reason, we have begun to experience some real hardship here. But we're going to get through. We'll be fine. And, you know, I'm at the point now on this place where I've got the water supply established, I've got the firewood supply established, we're into a routine there. We have our solar power, and that's doing well. And even if the rest of the world went away tomorrow, we would have this place producing adequate food to keep us alive and keep us going, you know? We have crayfish in the dam, and, you know, especially now that I realize that the ioniums are edible, because I've been cultivating them rather a lot, mainly because they're just flat out beautiful. They're a really, really nice looking plant, and I was actually cultivating them as an ornamental. And there's other plants as well, which other people would consider to be ornamental garden plants, which I have discovered are edible and that I've been quietly cultivating out and multiplying in my garden and learning about wild herbs, wild edibles. And I know that you have another instructor who specializes in this area, and her name is Marjorie Wildcraft. It's something similar to what she does, I think. But like I say, you've got to identify, because what grows well in my area will not grow well in your area, Vincent. And because it's a different climate. But there are plants that will grow rampantly where you are that I would absolutely struggle to keep alive here. And you can only learn these sorts of things about a place by living in that place for years and just observing, living through seasons. And I would say that we are beginning to get into the rhythm of the seasons here after 6 years of being here. I am only just beginning to get into the rhythm of the seasons here. And by that, I mean we have had 1 year of a really, really serious major drought where actually I had to buy water in to keep my dam, to keep water in my dam and to keep my vegetable patch alive. And that was 2015. And then within a short period of me getting my last water delivery, a series of major storm systems came through at the end of 2015 and into 2016. We had floods where we had water flowing on the place permanently for 6 months after that. And, you know, then the season swung around again to a couple of really good years, and then this winter once again was really, really dry and, you know, maybe not as cold as it might have otherwise been. This winter, the dam didn't dry out, you know, and I think there's a number of reasons for that. I think one of it was that I have, you know, one of them is, to be perfectly honest, the pump broke on the dam. So I haven't been pumping water out of it. And another reason is I've been working on the catchment. So probably we're getting more inflow into the dam because I've been doing catchment management work up the back of the block so that we get increased inflow into the dam from the top half of the block. And, you know, and you know, working so that the water table is higher on the dam. And it's been a really, really dry winter. But nevertheless, pretty much of the block, the water is sitting between 6 and 18 inches below the surface.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Okay. Yep.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic candidates divided about health care and how to fix it. That was evident in the Democratic presidential debate last night, as 10 Dems, including progressives Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, were warned by their more moderate colleagues that voters don't want sweeping, possibly undeliverable promises. At the suggestion that such things from Democrats could hand President Trump re-election, Bernie Sanders told the crowd in Detroit,
"The reason we are going to defeat Trump and beat him badly is that he is a fraud and a phony, and we're going to expose him for what he is."
10 more Democrats, including former VP and frontrunner Joe Biden, will be on that stage in Detroit tonight.
The ADP private payroll report out today says the private sector added 156,000 jobs last month, beating expectations of about 148,000. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, what we're trying to tell you, class, is that not all the times are going to be good. You can't always go to the store. Sometimes the stores float down the river. Sometimes the faucets are at the bottom of the ocean, like in Fukushima. Sometimes the aquifers get poisoned through carelessness, through neglect, through government. What would you call that? I guess through government efforts when they hire stupid people to be in charge of important things and they don't know what they're doing. So it's incumbent upon you to take care of yourself. And the reason why I decided to take a big risk and do a hoax last Thursday, and we're going to do another one this Thursday, is to teach you that you can't believe everything you hear on the air. You can't. And I refuse to do a broadcast that just talks about how to do things. I want to teach you how to think. And what I've noticed, and I've talked to a number of our instructors about this, and what we have found out is that we'll talk about something, and then it becomes mainstream news a couple days after we talk about it. Or it's on some big website. We've talked about it, and now it's a big, important topic, something that we've been talking about years, but we just happened to mention it. Gwyneth, have you noticed that?
I have noticed that. Yep. And the thing is, it's, you know, preparedness, to a degree you can teach it, but there's so much that cannot be taught because every place is different, okay? What the main thing is that I think that you're trying to teach and that what I try and get through people's thick heads as well is that you need to pay attention, okay? So, like, for instance, with this place here, I was mentioning about after 6 years of being here, I'm just beginning to get into the cycle of the seasons here. The cycle of the seasons here run across a period of 7 to 10 years, okay? You have years where there's low rainfall, and then you have years when there's a flood, and then it goes back to low rainfall and a flood. And I think that we've been through one of those cycles now. You know, and just talking to local people about how the seasons run, they say, oh, yeah, that's how it happens here. And I go, ah, okay, all right, well, now I know, you know. And it's, you know, having the humility to realize that the people who are from there might actually know a thing or two about the plants, the climate, and raising livestock and that sort of thing at that particular location. And if they're willing to teach you, then you should be willing to learn from them because they probably know what they're talking about. You know, but the thing is, it's, oh my gosh, you've got to pay attention to where you are. And if you have got like 5, 10, 20, 100 acres of land out in the middle of nowhere and you think that you're going to go there when the coprola hits the propeller and set the place up and you're going to be right, you have got another thing coming. That is not how it's going to happen. You need to be there now, at least part-time. You need to be spending at least 2 or 3 days a week. That's aside from the travel time, on your land, working on it, putting in, for instance, perennial crops. Okay, both to feed yourself and to generate an income for yourself. You need to be learning about catchment management, and you need to be building up your water supply, putting in dams and ponds. You need to be beginning to construct a house. You need to be beginning to construct things like chicken pens, animal yards, vegetable patches, and in most wild areas which are remote, you will find that you will have to build at least a 6-foot-tall fence around your vegetable garden to keep the wildlife out. And depending on what wildlife you have in your area, that might not even be enough. You might find that you have to actually put a wire mesh roof or shake cloth roof on your vegetable patch, depending on your climate and depending on what wildlife you have where you are. And it's something where you can only learn these things by being there. Otherwise, what's going to happen? You're going to get there the first year with your little package of heirloom seeds that you bought from a, you know, some heirloom seed supplier. You're going to put the heirloom seeds in, and they're going to fail. You're going to have a crop failure in your first year of growing vegetables because every animal in the district, large and small, right down to tiny little aphids and slugs, to the local rabbits, the deer, whatever other animals you have where you are going to home in on that patch of green in the barren wilderness, and they're going to think that they've arrived in heaven. And they, even if your heirloom seeds do come up, they're going to be devoured in that first year. Okay? And the seeds are going to be put into a totally new environment. They're going to have a freak out because their genetics, their epigenetics are not adapted to your local environment. So they're going to have a freak out. And probably that first year, you're not going to get much from your vegetable garden. And you might plant 200 or 300 lettuces and get one that survives in that first year. But that one lettuce plant that survives will be adapted to the area, and you should keep the seeds from that one lettuce plant that survives. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And while you were saying that, I was thinking about something. You're talking about being in charge of your own destiny, and you're talking about thinking, and you're talking about applying skills and thinking and tools to your own survival. Let me give you a scenario. This is something that happened to me. I was asked to be a featured speaker at a preparedness convention. It was not our Get Prepared Expo. It was somebody else's. And it was pretty big. Smaller than ours, but it was still pretty big. And there was a guy who was speaking, and he was telling people that they needed to buy these buckets of food, 6-gallon buckets. And you could come back after his presentation and go to his set of tables and buy them. And they were $135, and they would last about 30 days. And this is in a 6-gallon bucket, just a little bit bigger than the 5-gallon bucket, just a little taller. Normally, the buckets were sold for $135, but you could buy some that weren't labeled because they didn't know what was in them. The guy selling them, the speaker, said, "I don't know what's in these. I do not know what's in these, but you can have them for $100. And people bought them all.
Gosh.
Now, here's the point. The point is, they think they've got something, but they don't know what it is. They think it's going to save their life, but they don't know what it is. They have lost their minds, which is why I'm insisting on doing some classes on doublespeak, because of this kind of nonsense. Now, that guy called me up, and he said, "I'm coming to your expo. I need 6 tables, 6 booths. I said, "No, you're not. You're not coming. You're not invited." And I wouldn't let him come because I refused to let our guests be victims of that kind of operation. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And I advised, in my seminar, I borrowed a 30 caliber ammunition can and a 50 caliber can. I brought them into my seminar, and I said, there's a guy selling these, and I'm going to buy some. And you can use them for all kinds of things, nuts, bolts, screws. You can attach them to your tractor, and they're weatherproof, and you can carry some tools in them. They won't get rusty. You can bolt it to the fender of your tractor. That's what I do. You can put, if you had gold or silver, you could put it in there. It's got a rubber gasket. How much silver would it hold? Well, a 50 caliber ammo can will hold about $1,000 face. That'd be 10,000 dimes, 1,000 silver dollars, 4,000 quarters, okay? $1,000 face value. So I was just trying to give an example of how much these would hold and different uses for them. And I promoted this guy, and I said, "I'm not getting paid for this, but I'm going to go buy some. I'm going to pay the same price you guys are, and I'm going to take some home with me." So the guy who I borrowed these from gets up, and he does a seminar. And what does he say? You shouldn't believe talk show hosts. You shouldn't do it. putting all your silver in one of these is crazy. Why would you do that? That's what he said. My question is, why would that guy trash me for giving advice, capacities, and information? The more I see this kind of stuff, the less I want to participate in it. So that's one of the reasons why I don't speak at seminars anymore. Because I get trashed for volunteering to help people. We've had it. We've absolutely had it. What's wrong with people? And Gwyneth, I believe I've received some emails from you. You're talking about the collapse and you're kind of thinking that this is kind of going to be a good thing because it's going to be a cleansing. We're going to get rid of this nonsense.
That's right. We are heading into, you know, I don't quote Bible verses left, right, and center. And anyone who's listened to my broadcast knows that. But I am a Christian, and most days I try and read my Bible and pray while I'm waiting for my breakfast to cook in the morning, sitting next to the fire. And anyone out there who wants to know what's going to go on, they need to get out a copy of your Holy Bible, and you need to read Amos chapter 5, and you need to read Jeremiah 45. Jeremiah 45 explains why people like Vincent and I are not doing too much publishing and broadcast. I mean, you've still got your show, but, you know, I think you've wound back a little bit where you just said you're not doing seminars anymore. And anyone who wants to know why, go and read for yourself Jeremiah 45 and Amos chapter 5. We're staring at a 90% population wipeout sometime imminently, and I don't know when. It could be a few years out.
Right. Hold that thought.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Gwyneth, I've been thinking about what you've been saying. That number 90% is, it's been around for a little while, and it keeps popping up. And what, it's not our number. It's a government number. And they're saying that if the grid goes down, 90% of people will die. I believe it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think a reset is okay. Because if you look around, people are putting glyphosate on their lawns. They go on vacations, they go to Disney. Really? So they get in airplanes and they fly. They drill holes in the atmosphere, they waste fuel. They'll sit in their car and they'll let the engine idle while they've got their air conditioning on because it's too hot outside. The things that people do are just mind-boggling. The waste, the extravagance, the pollution. They throw plastic away. Ends up in the oceans. Animals are dying. We're destroying our own planet. We've got no place to go. There's no plan B. And yet, the GDP just blissfully wanders around, zoned out, looking at their smartphone, trying to avoid being bored by hoping someone is going to say, hey, what are you doing? I don't know. What are you doing? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What can we do? I don't know. What should we do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. And that makes them feel good. Do you like my dog? Look at my dog. That's what people are doing. Pure nonsense. Not only that, I see people, and I've had conversations with people. They'll be in the room with me. I'll be talking to them. I'll be teaching something. And then something shiny will go across the room, and they will flip their attention, drop me like a hot potato, because something shiny happened. What I mean is somebody else had somebody else in the room made a statement. The attention span is of a gnat.
Yeah.
They can't focus. They can't pay attention. And I don't want any part of it. I will not waste any more of my time with people like that. I won't do it.
That's right. Well, where I'm getting my 90% bigger from is not what I've heard on the radio or what I've heard on the TV. I've heard it passed around as well, but that's not where I got it from in this instance. In this instance, I had, you know, in my prayer time, as a part of Christian prayer, you pray to God and then you sit quietly and you wait for God to give you an answer in your heart. And he can do that in various ways. And sometimes he just tells you to get up and get on with your day and that the answer comes later on down the track. But sometimes you get an impression of the Holy Spirit in your heart This is mainline Christian doctrine and has been for thousands of years, and I'm sure you would understand this sentence. This is what the Catholic Church teaches as a meditation method as well. And I'm sure that you were taught that when you were young, to pray and to read the Bible and then to sit quietly and wait for God to speak to your heart for an answer, right? But anyway, what happened? I was praying and I was saying, God, what do I do? And he said, listen, you stay where you are. Don't start any new major big project, because very soon we're going to see a collapse event happen, and 90% of the population is going to be wiped out. They're going to die. And I went, wow. And then I opened my Bible at random, opened it to Amos chapter 5, and it flat out says, in Amos chapter 5, it says, of a city of 1,000, 100 will be left. And of a city of 10, sorry, of a city of 100, 10 will be left. And I just felt the Holy Spirit. I've actually got tingles as I'm saying this. I actually felt the Holy Spirit say, see, I told you so. That was, you know, within minutes of me getting this impression in my heart from the Holy Spirit that there was going to be a 90% population wipeout. Okay? And that 90% of the people will be the people who have not been paying attention. Anyone who has been paying attention will already be on their rural piece of land. They will already begin to be setting some sort of systems up. Now, they will be beginning to adapt themselves to living in their rural location. And, you know, they will be beginning to be putting in things like perennial crops, animal management facilities, okay? Chicken yards, cattle pens, cattle yards, you know, pig pens and all this sort of thing takes time and money to set up. And if you're not doing it now, you need to really have a serious think about it. You need to get your tail into gear, because the time is approaching when, you know, you will have run out of time. You'll be trapped in the city and you'll find yourself in the 90% of the population that's going to be wiped out. I think the broadcast is over, isn't it, Vincent?
Yes, and I have to leave right after the broadcast, so I will not be able to take any phone calls, class. Gwyneth, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and concerns and skills and knowledge with us.
Well, God bless and have a great week.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.